99.7 Today FM, Campbell Rivers, Hit Music Station. It's Ethan Morneau, and I had the chance to chat once again with Mayor Andy Adams and City Manager Deborah Sargent. Every week we're discussing some important topics, which includes COVID-19. Let's get into this week's discussion.
Today, I just want to start things off with Premier Horgan's update. He said BC's restart plan has been structured around four phases, and we're currently going into the second phase, and hair salons, restaurants, and numerous other types of businesses and services are planned to reopen. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, Ethan, we're certainly everybody has been anxiously waiting to hear Premier Horgan, and I thought his announcement was a very good and cautious approach. There was certainly a lot of information there to digest, and that's exactly what we're doing as to how we take that direction of what was announced as a very gradual expansion of access and activities to services. So as much as we're looking forward to being able to be out and about together, we need to continue to be extremely careful in following the protocols of Dr. Bonnie Henry. But with that, we'll work with the province as to how businesses get back up to speed in this new environment.
So, Ethan, just to add to that, the Premier's announcement yesterday is very helpful to the city because we've been planning now for some time on how we might be able to provide safe and limited access for in-person services, again, across our facilities. And so, for example, with the announcement that BC Transit will again be charging fares for rides beginning in June, we're working on some ways to conduct sales for bus passes.
Okay.
We're also thinking ahead to the property tax deadline in July, and we know that some people may need assistance with paperwork and payments. So we'll be sharing updates on how we'll provide these services once we've determined the details. So as the mayor has indicated, there's a lot of new information that we received yesterday afternoon, and we will incorporate all of that in terms of our plans to gradually open up our facilities.
And Ethan, I know that one of the things that we have certainly heard, and I've certainly heard a lot, is when can the Canyon View Trail and the Elk Falls Trail open up, which are BC Parks and BC Hydro and BC Forest properties. And so we're certainly looking forward to an expansion of access to our BC Parks. But it will be done in a very careful and responsible manner, and just wanting people to continue to be respectful of each other with physical distancing, but enjoy the outdoors.
Okay. So I'm just curious, tourism is a very important thing here in Campbell River. So any update on how the city is handling tourism right now with everything that's going on?
Well, I can say I was on a call earlier this week with Minister Lisa Baer and Minister Trevena with over 70 of the North Island tourism operators talking exactly about that. And we know that even with the gradual changes that will provide a welcome relief to many of the businesses, those in the tourism sector are going to continue to face some significant challenges and are really looking for clarity as to what can open and what can't, with really firm deadlines as their season of opportunity is short, and to be able to get their notices out, they need some confirmation. And that was a very healthy discussion with the minister, and she was very aware and acknowledged that point.
So, Ethan, we do know that with the provincial announcement yesterday that large gatherings will not be permitted this summer. So summer festivals and a lot of other activities that bring people together in groups of 50 or more people are not going to be able to take place this year.
So I'm seeing you guys helped out a pretty important relief fund, the Campbell River Community Foundation's Relief Fund. You partnered with the regional district to donate a combined total of $50,000. So can you share some details about this and why it's so important that we come together and support this fund?
Well, Ethan, I'm really pleased to see the Campbell River Community Foundation step up. We know that there are so many organizations and agencies that are in need trying to help out individuals during this time. And with the way that the Campbell River Community Foundation is structured, they have the ability to be able to do all the vetting and make sure that the funding goes to the right place. So it made it a very easy choice for not only the city of Campbell River, but also the Strathcona Regional District. And I do have to say, Director Lee from Area D also provided an additional $2,500 to that fund from her electoral area. Now it'll be up to that organization, being the Community Foundation, to receive the applications, do the due diligence, and get the funding out as quickly as possible.
Thanks again, Mayor Andy Adams and City Manager Deborah Sargent. I'm looking forward to chatting again next week right here on 99.7 Today FM.